News, weather, farm, sports, as it happens on air at AM 1300 KGLO and online at KGLOAM.com.
Look to KSMQ Public Television for short, accurate, easy-to-understand daily weather forecasts.
KSMQ TV.
Watch weekday forecasts at 7, noon, 6, and 9. Weekend forecasts are at 7 and 6. KSMQ Weather. Short, accurate, easy to understand.
KSMQ TV, the better choice.
Start your day with Tim Fleming in the Morning. Someone you know and trust for the latest news, weather, farm, and sports in North Iowa on AM 1300 KGLO.
And it is time for the Caregiver Corner program on AM 1300 KGLO. Got a little Christmas going on here. We have Lark Trigstad with us on our program. I know you're in the Christmas spirit too, aren't you?
Yeah. I have a Christmas shirt on. It says, you're not going to like this though. It says, snow, snow, snow.
Actually, no, I think that's cool. We made it to December.
Yeah.
And I'm good with that. Let it snow.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine. Let it snow. We need a little snow. That's fine. So you got through Thanksgiving okay yourself and everything?
Yes, we did. And, you know, just everybody is well. Nobody got sick. And we did stay home. And, you know, we were talking earlier about Zooming people and non-traditional but fun and got through it.
Well, that's good. That is really, really good. Yeah, what's
we're
your
tough eye ones?
What? Yeah. What is your favorite part of the turkey Thanksgiving meal? What would be?
Oh, let's see. Oh, for me, it's always and my grandkids the mashed potatoes.
Ah,
that's their favorite and mine too. So
how about leftovers?
I know you. Oh Lord, I'm so glad those are gone.
Oh, Lark. Yeah, I'm with you, too. Yeah, you know, and sometimes, for us, it was just a couple of people, and I think I cooked a 43-pound turkey.
I know.
I mean, this thing was world record territory, and I...
I did what?
Oh, man. That turkey was bigger than I am, but... Hey, we move
you
on
did it.
Now in the month of December... With our Caregiver Corner program, and today's spotlight is on caregiving. And
see the big spotlight there.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's good. We got the entertainment spotlight going, and family caregivers provide essential, often unpaid work in the United States. They help family members with tasks like bathing and eating. Coordinating insurance coverage and managing medications. But what a caregiver looks like in America is changing, Lark.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. And although the typical unpaid family caregiver is generally a 49-year-old white female, about 10 million Americans between ages 18 and 34 of all different backgrounds are now the caregivers for a family member or friend. And this is according to a report by AARP.
One out of four family caregivers in the United States is a millennial.
Yeah.
And as baby boomers age and need more support, this young group is becoming an increasingly important part of the caregiving workforce. More than half of the millennial family caregivers are African American, Black, Hispanic, Latino, or Asian American, Pacific Islanders. They are more likely than any other generation to balance caregiving with employment.
Boy, and that is a job. Nearly three quarters of millennial caregivers are employed, and according to the new report, and 53% work full time. So they spend an average of 21 hours per week on caregiving, or the equivalent of another part-time job. And more than one in four millennials spend over 20 hours each week providing care, and roughly in five provides care for at least 40 hours each week.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yes.
And many of these millennials are not just working and providing this care, but are trying to figure out, how do I balance all of this? It is, it's kind of like the plate spinner. It gets to the end and the plate at the other end is wobbling. This according to an expert on long-term care services and support at AARP.
Right. And at this time in their life, a typical millennial may be thinking about going on vacation, hanging out with friends, and potentially getting married. But these millennials are doing things like wound care and bathing.
Even as millennial caregivers are spending much of their time working, over half earn less than $50,000, according to the report. They spend an average of 27% of this income on caregiving-related expenses, a higher portion than any other generation. And that's a number that surprises me, Lark.
I know, because, I mean, thinking about that, it's like, wow, that's half their income. I mean, well, not half, but a good share of their income. So another common source of their stress is the impact that caregiving responsibilities can have on their career. 54% of millennial caregivers say that caregiving has impacted their job in significant ways, according to the report. And yet millennials are much less likely to tell their supervisors or colleagues at work about their caregiver responsibilities, meaning they're often navigating alone.
Taking all of these factors together, it is clear that millennials in the caregiving role have a unique experience that will influence and shift how we discuss and support the family caregivers.
Absolutely, and this is where the spotlight comes in. And SageLink, so AARP and United Way Worldwide, have teamed up to spotlight millennial family caregivers. At NorthIowaSageLink.com, we have their new online tool that aims to increase awareness about millennials and family caregiving. So if you're not familiar with SageLink, you go to NorthIowaSageLink.com, and we have four tabs at the top for the acronym SAGE. So under A, Aging and Caregiving tab, you'll find this fun, interactive, it's like almost like a video game of you put yourself into the scenario of a millennial, and it walks you through a case-by-case scenario of what would you do, and then it gives you answers, and it's really fun. It really puts you in that person's place, and it's something that younger folks would really like. You know, my grandkids love that kind of thing. And it helps them understand that, you know, a lot of times they don't even realize that they're doing this caregiving role. So great opportunity. Yeah. And right there, free. They're all the time. So NorthIowaSageLink.com.
That's the keyword there,
know.
Too. It's free.
Yeah. That thing.
It's free. You can gift wrap it for someone to enjoy.
That's a good idea.
NorthIowaSageLink.com.
Yeah.
Lark, great to have you with us today.
Oh, thank you. See you next week.
Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Thanks, Lark. Lark Trickstay with us. That's our Caregiver Corner program. I'm Tim Fleming on AM 1300 KGLO.